Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's Judith K. Friedman again. I think she lives in Portland now, right around there. She's with a partner, Dan Dierdorf, who's an amazing singer in his own right. And, yeah, he's awesome. Incredible. Plays those parlor guitars, and he does a great version of T.R. Ritchie's White Bark. Anyway, this is Judith K. Here we go.
In the land of the last true believers, I thought I was doing okay. Used to be you could serve people coffee and live off the minimum wage. Now I'm among fallen angels, canaries in a big city mine, forecasting dangers for generous strangers who spare change when they see the sign. At night, can you feel how we're turning? The moon in a window slides into the west. We've got to keep the embers burning. Keep doing. I got friends in this building who barely make enough to pay rent, clocking long hours in corporate towers, waiting on that peace dividend. While miles from here in the big house, they cut fat and throw us a bone, playing their hunches, pulling no punches, and leaving no scandal alone. At night, can you feel how we're turning? The moon in a window slides into the west. We gotta keep the embers burning. Keep the embers burning.
the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving across the face of the waters. It's an oral history that was handed down, father to son, word of mouth, from Adam to Seth, from Seth to Enos, from Enos to Canaan, for 40 generations, a growing, changing story, handed down, word of mouth, father to son. Till Moses gets it down on lambskin, but lambskins wear out. They need to be recopied. So you have copies of 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 an oral history passed down through 40 generations. From Hebrew, it's translated to Arabic, from Arabic to Greek, from Greek to Latin, from Latin to Russian, from Russian to German, from German to an old form of English that you could not read. Through 400 years of evolution of the English language, the book we have today, which is a translation of 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 a copy 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 of an oral history passed down through 40 generations. You can't put a grocery list through that many translations, copies, and retellings and not get some big changes to the dinner menu when the kids make it home from Earth Fair. And yet people are killing each other over this written word. Here's a tip. If you're killing somebody in the name of God, you're missing the message.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. See you squirm, see you perspire. Not a word you say is true. There's never been one out of you. Smoke and mirrors, bait and switch. You and your friends are getting rich. Picking pockets and pulling strings and other more despicable things. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Preaching only to the choir. Photo op in front of the steeple. How did you manage to fool these people? You talk the lingo, dress the part, even put your hand over your heart. Bomber jacket, emperor's clothes. You can't even reach the end of your nose. Doesn't get any higher. Orders come down from the top. Punish the guy that pushes the mop. Throw away the key. Forget about bail. Likes you ought to rot in jail. Guilty, guilty of the highest crimes and the lowest ones at the very same time. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Teleprompter, a hidden wire. Who's this God that speaks to you? Who would authorize these things you do? Bend the rules, twist the facts, make excuses, cover your tracks. Why won't you let anybody see flag-faked coffins on TV? You've been found out. Whistleblowers, they talked about how you classify and you cook the books for the benefit of a bunch of crooks. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire. stepped aboard the plane. Northwest 305 from Portland, on the tarmac in the rain. Dressed in loafers in a dark suit, underneath an overcoat. White shirt and a black tie that was loose around the throat. It was Thanksgiving Eve, back in 1971. He had on a pair of sunglasses, and there wasn't any sun. He used the name Dan Cooper when he paid for his flight. It was going to Seattle on that cold and nasty night. Time go by before he called the flight attendant. He told her to stay calm, and that inside his briefcase he said he had a bomb. $200,000 in $20 bills, a plane crew, some parachutes, and no one would get killed. They landed in Seattle, the authorities complied. All the passengers were let off, the crew remained inside. The plane took off for Portland, just Cooper and the crew. It wasn't quite an hour when he bid them all adieu. First he tipped each one of them $1,000 apiece. He was such a nice man, they later told police. Now a little service doorway in the rear of the plane. Cooper jumped into the darkness, into the freezing rain. They say that with the wind chill, it was 69 below. Not much chance that he'd survive, but if he did, where did he go? Was arrested and interrogated by a couple of state troopers. It wasn't him who did it. The lawman had no luck, but the papers ran the story, and the name D.B. Cooper stuck. It was on a family picnic 8 or 9 years later. $6,000 muddy dollars found by a second grader on the banks of the Columbia. Would have been on his route. The authorities confirmed that it was part of Cooper's loot. Whoever D.B. Cooper was, today is still a mystery. The only unsolved skyjacking in aviation history. No one's ever tried to claim a very large reward. No one's ever seen him since he bailed out the door. Divers search the river every summer still for an article of clothing or a $20 bill, a briefcase or a wallet, some kind of ID to determine who this D.B. Cooper might actually be. He was carrying a briefcase when he stepped aboard the plane. Thank you.
The album is called Tulips for Lunch. Chuck Brodsky, who's got a lot of good albums out and a lot of good songs and one of the best songwriters. I don't know what he's doing now. I haven't heard from Chuck Brodsky in a long time. Wrote a lot of baseball songs, songs about baseball and kind of rare, odd incidences in the game of baseball. And he's pretty well known for that, actually. And he's a baseball fanatic. I mean, he knows baseball trivia better than I do, and I know baseball trivia pretty well. And you can ask him, you know, who was the manager of the Detroit Tigers in 1968 when they were in the World Series? He can just tell you right off the bat. And I didn't even know that. Wow. Chuck Brodsky, The Ballad of D.B. Cooper. And that's a pretty big thing for us in the Northwest. He went to Carolina for a while, and then he went to, not D.B. Cooper, no, Chuck Brodsky. And then I think he went to California. He was on Red House Records for quite a while, and then he was on Waterbug Records. Chuck Brodsky, good stuff, good stuff. Here's the Righteous Mothers.
Honolulu, lesbian honeymoon, holiday. I want to go to Hawaii, charter big planes for all our friends. We'll hire a band, dance in the sand. Kind of strange to be a newlywed. Well, we finally got the go ahead, and we better not wait. And while I need your attention, more important is your health care plan, not to mention your pension. Should death be your wedding day. Perhaps we'll pucker up in boy poo if you'll only say I do. Secure at this point that we can finally file joint. Princess Papuni's got plenty papaya. She likes to give it away. To bed, you'll go through the bills and mail. As for me, I'll take out that garbage pail. Secure in this new life, now that we both have a wife. I wanna go to Hawaii, charter big planes for all. Sand and no longer pretend. I want to go to Hawaii. that we are just friends.
A Honolulu lesbian honeymoon holiday.
I wore your shirt today. I held it to my face and I breathed you in. I wore your shirt today. Was a little like wearing a dream. Little like wearing a dream. I heard your voice today. Your words fell soft as they wrapped around my arms. I heard your voice today. Was a little like wearing a dream. Little like wearing a dream. Cause you and I are living miles apart. The daytimes are forgiving, but the nights are kinda hard. I wore your shirt today. I held it to my face and I breathed you in. I wore your shirt today. Was a little against your warm, warm smile. I saw your face today. Was a little like wearing a dream. A little like wearing a dream. Cause you and I are living miles apart. The daytimes are forgiving, but the nights are kinda hard. I touched your hand today. Your fingers spoke of love as you pulled me in. I touched your hand today. Was a little like wearing a dream. A little like wearing a dream. Cause you and I are living miles apart. The daytimes are forgiving, but the nights are kinda hard. I wore your shirt today. I held it to my face and I breathed you. I wore your shirt today. Was a little like wearing a dream. Little like wearing a dream. A little like wearing a dream.
When the evening like a sparrow falls down under its small wings, are the light bones and the feathers of the day. Stop the rushing and just hold me. Lay your hands where it hurts and we'll leave it that way. Ooh, 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 ooh. I have often dreamt of angels, but I very rarely see them. But I know that they've been there cause something smells like sky in the rustle of their presence. It's a lot like your breathing. Sounds a lot like a promise, but I can't say why. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I have searched all the wise and the unwise places. I have known the price of passion and what solitude buys. But it was you I was looking for in all those faces. Always you I was hoping for when I closed my eyes. So I will gather all the feathers that collect up in the corners, all the risings and the fallings in the quiet of the day. When you speak, there's a flutter of some winged thing stirring. Lay your head on my heart, and we'll leave it that way.
I'd never fall in love again. If our ship should sail from view, I'd never want to feel another breath of wind. If you lost your faith in me, I don't know what I'd do, and I'm not sure who I'd be if I fell from grace with you. If you turned and walked away, would the world keep turning round? Would you hear the words I'd say? Somewhere inside the hollow sound, if you never called my name, how could I answer true? If you turned and walked away, and I fell from grace with you, would my life roll on as if gray were blue, as if right were wrong, and December?
Good song. What, two good songs, Carrie Newcomer and Mother Lode. If I Fell from Grace, Janet Peterson. Oh, my goodness me. Good stuff. Hey, we're a little late on the break, but that's okay. It was worth it to listen to a song like that. Well sung. Sounds just a tad teeny bit like Cat Eagleston, but it doesn't matter. Maybe Cat Eagleston sounds a little bit like Janet Peterson. Anyway, what a well sung song. From the group Mother Lode. And playlists are at nwpr.org. Go to Inland Folk and go to playlists, and you can find them, at least for now, till we can't get them done. Alrighty, we're taking a break. Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow, pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10, online at palouseuu.org.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with some scattered showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures 64 in Moscow, 71 in Clarkston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. And partly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Next week should see clearing and warming.
When the world turns so slow and And the fields ran straight to the stars, all around the red house with the strawberry yard. A girl was born in the house. She was Orchid's elbows and aching to fly. And she danced to the waltz of the lark, oh, in the red house with the strawberry yard. Places in the red house with the strawberry yard. A boy came in the spring. He was small town orchards, all boots and white. And he watched the girl dance from afar, oh, in the red house with the strawberry yard. Oh, love found the back door, and love found the stairway, and love found the room where she dreamed. Oh, love found the spaces, the heart to reach places in the red house with the strawberry yard. The strawberry yard. They came, it brought people and buildings that all looked the same. And the road ran straight through the heart, oh, of the red house and the strawberry yard. The strawberry yard. Oh, life left the spaces, the heart to reach places in the red house with the strawberry yard. A house was here long ago. Thank you.
the raging tide.
Raging tide.
Gonna travel on, though it's rough to ride. And I can't stand alone.
No, I can't stand alone.
Gonna fight this awful battle.
No, I can't.
So I go to God in prayer. He's always there. So I go to God in prayer.
So I go to God in prayer.
He's always there. A night with no music.
the music was playing, the wind whispered soft through the trees. With your arms around me, you whispered, I love you, and the words seemed to float on the breeze. There's nothing as quiet as a night with no music, dark as a night with no stars. And there's nothing as lonesome as a cold, lonely room, just wondering all night where you are. Sweetheart, you are gone.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Straight up bluegrass, straight up high lonesome there. And, yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Got something totally different that we're going to wind up this hour on, this Bela Fleck. We've been doing Bela Fleck and looking at all his different aspects and everything. He got together with a couple of guys from India, and I've just forgotten their names. I'll have to check on that and give it to you when the cut's over. And, anyway, this is real interesting stuff, and it's it confounds me a little bit, but it just goes to show you how good Bela Fleck really is what it does. Thank you. Jabing Shin, Vian Bot, and Bela Fleck. Doing all kinds of interesting stuff there. This just goes to how versatile this gentleman is. And he was in Yakima. And with Abigail Washburn ways back. And, yeah, good stuff, good stuff. The Rankin family in the background. Say, if you want to email me, you can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. I'd love to talk to you. Show airs all over the state of Washington. The only place that you really can't pick it up on the air is in Seattle proper. Once you get south of Seattle, you can pick up the signal from Olympia and through Tacoma and all that. And then, of course, you can get it in Port Angeles and Mount Vernon and Skagit area and Bellingham and Victoria, B.C. And we're just there. And then, of course, on Spokane Public Radio, just before you get to the mountains, you get a little bit of Montana in there, St. Regis, and that way. And parts of British Columbia, Nelson, and some of those places, Cranbrook, Trail. And then, of course, on the internet, you can get it any place. It's all over. They get emails from the Soviet Union, get emails from Reading, Pennsylvania, and from San Jose, and from Finland, and oh my goodness. Pretty cool when you think about the way technology can help out folk music. So we are archived. You can go to the Northwest Public Radio, go to the Inland Folk Archives, and it's there in both MP3 format and in Windows. Windows because you can just get the whole thing all the way through, and the MP3 format for the Mac users. And it doesn't seem to bother anybody anymore. We have both of those ways of doing it. So just go to Inland Folk Archives, and you can hear this show all over again. Alrighty, we're going to be right back for a whole another hour of music. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Meyer, and we're coming right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back.
Take a trip with me back to the days of itinerant workways and share the miles with today's travelling musicians. We're on the road this week on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock after Inland Folk at 2 o'clock this afternoon here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, where support for our programming comes from the 28th annual Ye Merry Greenwood Renaissance Fair, bringing Elizabethan England alive through song, dance, and environmental theater June 28th and 29th in Richland's Howard Amon Park. From magic to jousting, over 90 performances each day. Details at yemerrygreenwoodfair.org. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
If you just love jazz, you'll be pleased to know Northwest Public Radio now has a jazz station on the Palouse. 89.9 KJEM, Pullman, Moscow. You'll hear great jazz, old and new, 24 hours a day on 89.9 KJEM, the jazz jam of the Palouse.
Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a